Recordings have started.
Thank you very much, Obi. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the GNSO Review Working Party call on the 21st of September 2015. On the call today, we have Jennifer Wolfe, Chuck Gomes, Jeff Newman, Amir Sadeh, Bill Drake, Rudy Vansnick, and Carl Stoll. We received no apology for today's call. From staff, we have Larissa Gernick, Mary Wong, Marika Koenig, Lars Hoffman, Charles Family, Terry Agnew, and myself, Matthew Perrigan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Jen.
Thank you, and thanks, everybody, for taking time for another call so close to our last call. Hopefully this time works well for everybody. And a special thanks to Chuck and Bill. I know you've been hard at work drafting a response. For anybody who's not familiar with where we are, if you missed the last call, as we reviewed the final report presented by Westlake, there were significant concerns about recommendation 23, so much so that the working party felt that it was important to have a response to the Organizational Effectiveness Committee before they meet, which I believe is next Monday. Charlotte, is that correct? They're meeting next Monday?
Yeah, this is Charlotte. That's correct, Jen.
Okay. So they're meeting next Monday. So the idea was to have some type of a response to provide to them before they officially meet and before they receive the final report. Just one thing, as I was reading through the comments and looking at our past participation, just one concern I want to raise before we jump into the substance is that we haven't had all of the groups represented, and I'm a little concerned about having an official working party response if we don't have significant contribution from all of the parties. So I just wanted to raise that point and see if there was any comments or concerns before we jump into the details of the response. Marika, did you want to jump in on that? I see you commenting. Yes, go ahead, Marika.
Sure. So this is Marika. No, I was just noting, or actually a question that I had, whether the working party is also planning to update the council on this letter and whether it will be looking for any kind of endorsement or sign-off or maybe formal transmittal even from the council on the letter. I'm not really sure because, as well, the working party has a bit of a different status from the traditional working groups and drafting teams that the council usually operates, for which usually communications to the board go via the council. So in this case, it may be different, but as a council meeting is scheduled on Thursday, and I know that an update on the GNSO review working party is also on the agenda, it may be worth at least informing the council of this letter and the plans to send it, if not possibly seeking an endorsement or support from the council as well.
Thanks, Marika. And I'll just note in terms of our time frame, because I know this is a short turnaround time, you know, one possible way forward is to just notify the OEC that there are concerns without going into all of the detail so that we let them know that there are concerns about Recommendation 23 and that an official response would be coming, and that could give us time to, A, inform council, and, B, also try to get more participation from all of the various constituencies and stakeholder groups. Chuck, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Jen. And I just want to respond to something you said in your previous comments. I definitely agree that any statement that comes from the working party should be supported by the members of the working party, even if they're not on this call. But we can give them that opportunity offline as well, and we need to do that. And maybe it's just a matter of, in some cases, giving them opportunity to object or to make some edits. I think it would be good if we can come up with elements of the statement that all of us can support, if that's possible. If not, of course, like Bill said, we can all submit our separate comments. But I'd like to think that there are certain ideas in a statement that all of us, regardless of our perspective, could support, and hopefully we can head in that direction today. Thanks.
Thanks, Chuck. Larissa, I see your hand, and Amar, then you'll come next. Larissa, did you have the clarification point there?
Yes, thanks, Jen. This is Larissa Gernick for the record. The Organizational Effectiveness Committee is getting a briefing and an update on Monday on the final report, but that's just one of the steps in the process. They will then also consider the report and the recommendations based on feedback from the GNSO review working party, as well as staff. That's something that they had requested, some feasibility assessment on the recommendations and feedback on the recommendations. And they will be discussing that at their October meeting with the idea that then they would, if they feel that they have enough information, then they would make a recommendation to the full ICANN board to accept the report and consider action on the recommendations, which, depending on the full board schedule, we anticipate might happen in February, unless there is another meeting that ends up getting scheduled in November, December timeframe. So I just wanted to review the timeline for you as you consider the best way to proceed.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Amar, thanks for your patience. Please go ahead. Amar, are you there? I'm not hearing you.
Yeah, apologies, this is Amar. I'd forgotten to connect my mic, and I just did that. Yeah. Thanks again for having me on this call, because as I have said last week, I'm no longer a member of the working party. I think Chuck went over a lot of what I wanted to say. I think it is also very important that the working party members reach consensus on a short statement or a comment that the OEC can consider along with the final recommendations that Westlake has provided. I think that is very desirable. I hope it could be done. And thanks, Larissa, for reminding us of the timeline. If I'm not mistaken, next Monday is the 28th, which is the deadline that the working party also set to try to achieve consensus on a statement. I think it would also be a good idea, as Marika has pointed out, to try to get GNSO Council endorsement of the statement. I hope we can do this in time as well. I think that may be a bit more challenging. But what we could do, I know as far as the NCSG is concerned, we could probably bring this up. We have our monthly policy call tomorrow, which we always have 2 days prior to the GNSO Council meetings. We could discuss this and brief our counselors so they could have some sort of briefing and position on this prior to the GNSO Council meeting. If this working party manages to have something ready by Thursday that the GNSO Council can discuss, I'm not exactly sure how we could have the council approve this on such short notice, especially considering the short timeline to next Monday's OEC meeting and when they're going to be considering the recommendations. But I'm wondering if the working party does agree on a statement, would it be helpful if the GNSO Council endorses it after the fact, after it's been submitted or not? So I just figured it would be nice to hear thoughts from others here. But I do think it is more vital that the working party members agree on a statement that may or may not be challenging. And I don't only mean the timeline involved, but also actually the substantive points, especially the objection to recommendation 23. If we could get that done, I would personally be grateful. Thank you.
Thanks, Amar. And Chuck, I see your hand is up as well. Just one quick note. I think if we are going to try to fast-track a statement and get it to council and hopefully get their endorsement by next Monday, we probably need to really streamline the statement to just very concise points and then perhaps save some of the other additional information for a follow-up. But Chuck, please go ahead.
Sure. Well, I'm all for getting the GNSO council, and obviously not just the council but their respective groups involved, but I think it's unfair to expect them to make a decision by Thursday, and probably doesn't even follow procedures. But it could be discussed, surfaced on Thursday in the meeting, maybe in any other business. I think, like Larissa pointed out, this process is going to go on for a while, so there's plenty of time to have the council weigh in more formally as the process goes on, just like it will be for us. If we come up with something that all of us can support this week and can get that out to the Organizational Effectiveness Committee, I think that's good. but that doesn't prevent us from, you know, saying that we're working on some other thoughts as well, and I think there's time for that, as Larissa pointed out. Now, throw out a suggestion for the sake of this call. I wonder if it's possible in this call that for those of us on the call to identify what elements of the edited draft statement that there, at least on this call, there's no objection, so we could get those elements of the statement out to the rest of the group and give them until in the day Thursday or something, or maybe even Friday, to object or to suggest edits or something like that. And I'll stop there.
Thanks, Chuck. And I agree. I think Larissa made an important point about the time frame. It's not as though the OEC is deciding whether or not to accept this recommendation. There's still a lot of process and procedure and certainly time to, you know, weigh in and into much more depth. So I agree, if we can get to some sort of consensus, you know, I would want to make sure that, you know, I know we haven't had anybody from the BC or the IPC on for some time, that we at least alert them to the importance of what's going on. But if we aren't able to get consensus from everyone in this short time period, you know, perhaps there is just an alternative way of letting the OEC know that we're working on a response and that there's concern about Recommendation 23. But I'm all for digging in and seeing what we can get to in terms of consensus right now. Bill, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Well, actually, Jen, you just said everything I was going to say.
Okay.
Let me just add. I'm just curious, as the person who's been driving this, have you been in much touch with the other groups that are supposed to be represented on this working party to gauge their level of interest, engagement, and so on here? Because I don't kind of know in the time frame how, I mean, yes, I agree with Chuck that we should go through the text and see what areas we might all agree on. But, I mean, this is just working in such an oddly modular, piece-by-piece kind of fashion when, you know, we're missing so many parties that it just seems to me the prospect for the group adopting a joint statement without the engagement of the others, and as you say, for several weeks, we haven't heard from some people for several meetings, it just seems hard. And if that's the case, then I think we would want to make that determination so that if people, constituencies, or stakeholder groups want to send their own messages prior to the Monday, we can get that done, because everybody's
right, slammed
with other work. And if we're going to wait until next weekend to say, oh, gee, we haven't heard from people from the IPC, it's not going to work for us. So I think we need to decide exactly. We have to have a timeline for deciding whether there's going to be a group effort, and if not, then we need to move forward in our respective ways.
No, I understand completely, and Marika had made a comment in the chat reconfirming membership, and I had actually just asked staff if they could give me some statistics on, you know, how our representation has been. I think it probably is. People are busy. You know, this fell off the radar. It wasn't the priority, or, you know, any number of reasons why people get busy and aren't able to be on the call. But I think we do at least need to send out a note, and I'm happy to do it when we get off the call, to just reinforce to everyone on the working party that, you know, participation is important, that we've got important issues, and if we don't hear from them, you know, we're missing that feedback that's really critical. So I will certainly do that when we get off the call here today. So it sounds like, you know, we can use our time here today to talk through the draft that's been circulated with some of the comments and see if we can agree on a few points. But if we don't get feedback from all of the groups, then, I agree. I think you need to be preparing your own separate response before the Monday deadline. So with that, Bill, did you have something else to say? Is your hand up again, or is that from before?
No, I'm a bad person, and I.
That's okay. That's okay. Just wanted to make sure. So with that, unless there's objection, why don't we go ahead and talk through the draft that's up on the screen right now? And I think it was circulated by email as well. And Chuck, you drafted it, and I don't know if you want to provide any opening comments as to your approach and thought process, and then we can talk through section by section.
Thanks, Jen. This is Chuck. I don't think there's a lot to say. I was just trying to get the ball rolling, and I tried to keep it fairly generic and not focus in any one particular area and pick points that I thought were applicable to the GNSO as a whole, because that's really where I was bothered. I thought that they made some – I made a recommendation that seemed to be off base somewhat in terms of where the GNSO is at and where the GNSO is going. But my suggestion is let's just go through it piece by piece and see if there's any objections on this call. And I think if there's one objection, to me that's enough, that we don't have the luxury of trying to debate consensus. I mean, we can talk about it a little bit, but I think if we don't have full consensus on this call, then it's a clue that there probably won't be in the broader group, and let's focus on the ones where we do. That's my suggestion. Thanks.
Great, thank you. And Amar, I noticed your comment in the chat. I just forwarded you Bill's version that has the red line on it, so you can open it up and see it maybe a little bit more clearly. If anybody needs it and they don't have it, let us know and we can forward that to you. Okay, so with that, we'll go ahead and just start through the document. So there's an opening section, and then there are specific concerns about Recommendation 23. In the opening section, any comments or concerns? My only comment is I think it is important that we recognize that there are 30, 35 other recommendations that are certainly less controversial, and that I think there was widespread consensus for those. I think Chuck has stated that here, but I just think that's a really important point that we are making, the notation that there are many other recommendations that we think should go forward and that we want to assist in the implementation process. Any other comments in the opening section from anyone? Okay, seeing none. Why don't we go in and move into the specific concerns about Recommendation 23? Any comments here? Bill, yes, please go ahead.
Point of clarification, Jen, are we, when you're asking people for comments, which version are you asking them for comments
on? So we've got, that's, thank you for raising that point. So I'm looking at the one that's up on screen, which was the one you sent around, Bill, I think it was. You sent around a PDF that had your comments. So I'm assuming we're talking about this with your comments intact, where you've either deleted or added. Thank you for the clarification. Okay, so does anyone have comments on the section entitled Specific Concerns About Recommendation 23?
We might want to, Jen, this is Chuck, we might want to go through those one at a time.
Line by line? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. So point number one? No comments? Point number two? And I don't know, maybe I'll give you all a minute to read it in case you... Okay, seeing no comments, how about paragraph number three? Or number four? And I know this breaks into some subparts, so I'll start with 4A. Okay. No comments. Okay, so let's move down and look at 4A sub I. So my only question is, are we providing too much in here that is not going to get through the process that we're trying to get through? in terms of getting feedback from all of the groups. Chuck, please go ahead.
Jen, I think we need to, a lot of this is needed for them, otherwise they're going to not have any enough context, I think. But they can also tell us if we're saying too much or if they'd rather, you know, not. But my inclination is I don't think there's an awful lot here, but I think what's there is probably needed for context. If we try and make it too brief, they're going to have a lot of questions, and we don't really have a lot of time for turning around a whole bunch of questions. That's my thinking, though. If others think there's too much, let's trim it down.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck. Bill, please go ahead.
I'm inclined to agree with Chuck, and it's not just the sort of academic inclination to more rather than less when it comes to words. I actually think that, you know, context matters and that some of the points actually do need to be amplified. And when we're dealing with folks or talking to folks who have not been inside the discussion at each step along the way, without a sufficient explanation, some of what is being said or what some of the concerns that are in the community in various parts might be just won't be evident. So if indeed people, you know, if we do get to the point where we're circulating this to other groups and then somebody wants to come back and say trim 4-1-A a little bit in this way or get rid of that, then we can deal with that. But I think, you know, when you go through an iterative process of drafting, it's better to put the stuff on the table and take it off than there in the first place. The only thing I'm wondering about is whether the structure is a little visually complicated. 4A, and then under that, Roman I, and then A, B, C, D, E, under that, then with regular, under E, 1, 2, 3, and then back to Roman 2. Is the architecture of this will this be completely transparent and so on to all? Is my only question. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill. And Chuck, I see your hand is up if you want to address that question.
Yeah, and Bill, it's a very good question. When I started writing this thing, I was really starting out to just write an outline of ideas to throw out to the group, and then it went a little bit further than that. But I'm not wedded to the structure at all. I think what's important is the ideas that are being communicated. So I have no lock. I don't think that the structure needs to remain. So if there's a better structure or just use text, I'm okay with that.
Thanks, Chuck. That's certainly something we could correct. I think the only benefit of using some kind of numerical or letter combination is that if somebody wants to respond to a specific point, it's very easy to have it labeled.
Keep in mind, Jen, this is Chuck again, we could number paragraphs if we do that,
sure,
too. Because I think you make a really good point there. When people are commenting, even internally within a working group, if there's a real easy way to reference what you're referring to, that is very helpful.
Okay, so we could try to clean it up and maybe just create some numbered, maybe just number everything so that it's very clear with some subpoints. Okay, well, continuing on then, we're in 4A sub I, and then we have an A, B, C, D, E. So I'll just go through and call for comments on paragraph A. Okay, what about paragraph B? Not seeing any comments. C? Bill, please go ahead.
I'm going to comment on my own text, which sounds... Oh, I just want to underscore something. Roman 1 B. I just want to be clear. What they are suggesting basically would mean that for example, in the case of NCSG, that we move to the CSG model of operation. And I think that merits consideration. We're talking about creating a situation where a lot more people are going to have to do a lot more work in a duplicative parallel manner on issues where, in many cases, non-commercial actors, for example, might well agree. And I'm a bit puzzled sometimes when CSG colleagues tell me about how much they can't possibly be part of a singular CSG position because their views are so different, because in many cases I find a lot of commonality among their views. This is just being expressed by different people. So I just think it's just worth contemplating. I mean, the same thing, you know, if registries were to develop constituencies, how operationally this would play out for everybody, I think is something really needs to be considered beyond the simple issue of, you know, whether people have council chairs wired to constituencies and so on. So I just wanted to underscore that point. Thank you.
Thanks. Chuck, please go ahead.
Thanks. And Bill, in response to the points you raised there, we kind of do that within the registry stakeholder group already in the sense of interest groups. Now, we haven't had but one major interest group. There's been another one, but it's been fairly inactive. And so within our processes, we kind of do that already. It's just not called constituencies. It's called interest groups. And it looks like, based on some new charter revisions that seem to have support in the registry stakeholder group, that we will probably have more interest groups in the future. So I think whether it happens at the stakeholder group level and then behind the scenes in those groups, I don't think in our case, and I'm just speaking from my perspective of the registry case, that it matters too much. But your points are well taken.
Thanks, Chuck. Any other comments on subparagraph C we're talking about right now? Okay, well, moving on, any comments on subparagraph D? Yes, Amar.
No, thanks, Jen. This is Amar. I have a suggestion on paragraph D, I don't think it's terribly important, but I'm going to make it anyway. I was wondering if here it's sort of just to further the role of the bottom-up multi-stakeholder model in policy development in the GNSO. I was wondering if it would also be worthwhile to mention here that not all PDP working group members are actually members of GNSO stakeholder groups and constituencies, that, you know, GNSO working groups are the primary source of policy development, and they also include they are open to membership to anyone at all, and so just sort of as another point to elaborate on why it is the linkage between representation on council and sort of weight in policy development is just really not an accurate observation. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Amar. So maybe adding to that, regardless of seats on council or participation in any constituencies or stakeholder groups, is that what you mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Any objections to that suggestion? Okay. So then moving on to subparagraph E, any questions or concerns on that section? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to 4A sub double I. Any comments on subparagraph A of that section? Okay, I'm not seeing any. Subparagraph B of that section. Okay, so moving on then, so now we're at 4B, which is on page 3, if anybody's following along. Any comments on section B? Okay, I'm not seeing any comments. Then how about subparagraph C under section 4? All right. So then moving on to the final section, it's entitled Working Party Conclusion and Recommendation. The only thing that I might suggest that we add here is just a reinforcement that the other 35 recommendations, you know, need to be further considered. But any other comments? Seeing no comments, any other? Oh, Amr, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Amr again, and I apologize for coming in late, but I have a slight concern on section B, maybe a combination between points 1 and subsections 1 and 2, or
so
I
just
and
to confirm,
double
are
I.
You, you're on 4B, is that, you're talking about 4B? I just want to confirm we're all looking at the same thing.
Yeah.
Is that
yes,
correct?
I am talking about 4B.
Okay.
Yeah, that is correct. I'm a bit curious about, I mean, just having read this quickly, the combination of what is being said here under Section 4B, and as well as a recommendation in one of the earlier points on adjusting stakeholder group procedures to represent all constituencies when councils vote. I believe this was in 3B, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just wondering if the Working Party actually here kind of endorsing the notion that stakeholder groups should direct their GNSO councillors to vote on issues, because that's not the way it works in the NCSG. Elected councillors are free to vote whichever way they believe is best, is the best way to represent non-commercial registrants. So I was just one. I'd just like to hear from maybe from others on their thoughts on these two sections. And I was a bit confused reading them. I'm not sure if it is suggesting this or not, and I was wondering if that was the intent, and if not, maybe we could sort of clarify what the actual intent is. Thank you.
Chuck, did you want to respond to that?
Yes, I would, especially since I wrote it. So, Amr, there was definitely no intent to suggest that. So if it comes across that way, we probably need to tweak it some way. So think about ways that that could be made clearer. But in my opinion, Westlake's conclusions seem to assume that, that all councillors had that freedom to use their best judgment after listening to their stakeholder groups' comments and so forth without any specific direction. And if you take that assumption away, I don't think their conclusions follow very well. So, again, there was no intent to suggest that, for, in other words, some of us to say we all should be like the registries or something like that. Not at all. But I think their conclusions follow from that assumption, and it's a wrong assumption is all I was trying to say.
Thanks, Chuck. Amr, did you have a follow-up back to Chuck on that point? Oh, I see you just...
Thanks, Amr again. Yeah, I put my response to Chuck in the chat, and thanks, Chuck, and I completely agree with your conclusions here, and maybe I just kind of do need to read this over a couple of times. It just did confuse me a little bit. But I will try to suggest some changes on the comments I made regarding GNSO working group participation. Maybe I'll try to take a go at this as well and see what the rest of you folks have to say about it. Thanks.
Thanks, Amr. And just following along in the chat, I know there was a request if we could get the Word document. Bill, I think you had the latest version, and it was circulated in a PDF. Is it possible for you to circulate that in a Word document that could be edited? Sure. Okay, great. So Bill will I think that was the latest version. Correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen another version come through. So I think that was the most recent version was the one Bill had circulated. And I know I saw, Rudy, I know your comments in the chat as well, that you're still working through the deliberations on this. I'm assuming that's going to be the case with everyone, and we don't have anybody from, you know, the business constituency or the IPC on the call at all, so I'm sure they're going to have to weigh in on this as well. So I know it's hard to do it, but at least while we're all here, we can complete talking through the document and get those comments captured. So any other comments on the closing paragraph, Chuck? Chuck, I can't hear you. Did you go in?
I'm sorry, I had put myself on mute temporarily. This is not on, well, it is a little bit on the closing paragraph. I do support your suggestion, Jen, to add something there about the work needed to be done on the other recommendations. I think that is good to put in there as well. But I wanted to go beyond the document itself and ask a question. Is it fair to understand, at least at this point in time, and with the exception of places where we already know some edits are going to be suggested, like Amr just said, is it fair to say that nobody on the call at this point has any big objections with what we just went over? And let me put another qualifier on that, and that is understanding that anybody on the call that is going to come back can come back with some objections when they talk with their group. So we're not eliminating that possibility. But I get the idea from either the silence or whatever on this call that we have a statement right that now that once we remove the red lines and the comments and stuff so that they don't influence the people that are on the call unduly, that we have a good starting point to put out to the group as soon as we have the final edits that Amr and maybe Jen are going to suggest. Is that correct? If not, it'd be good to know now.
Yes, I agree, and I know there's a lot of silence on the call, and I can certainly anticipate that that's either you're all just reviewing this for the first time, or you just don't have the information from your respective groups in order to comment. But certainly, if to the extent that you can comment, it would be helpful to know if there's general agreement or disagreement with this approach. And I guess on that note, while we're all on the call, just as a backup position for us, if we cannot get agreement from everyone basically within the next week, do you want to provide some sort of statement to the OEC that states we're in the process of providing a more formal response? What's the thought process there so that we are prepared to respond accordingly? Amr has a check mark. Bill, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
You know, I just want to underscore, and I'm sorry to be consistently grumpy about this whole thing, but the fact that this was something that had not been vetted with us and just appeared in the text, and we are now on such a short timeline to respond to it, is really tremendously aggravating. And so to expect that everybody else is going to respond on the timeline that would make it really practical for the entire for the full group, much less the GNSO Council, to agree a text is probably not going to be realistic, is my guess. So in that case, then, either we send a note to the I can't stop calling it the SIC, whatever it's called now, the OEC?
The Organizational Effectiveness
whatever.
Committee.
Okay, fine. Organizational Effectiveness. I like SIC much better. It was much more illustrative. I think it's probably going to be, at the end of the day, more realistic to send them a note and say, hey, y'all, a statement may be forthcoming than it is to expect that we're going to get everybody to buy in on this by the time it has to be, it would have to go out. So either we do that or we say, okay, we're not going to do it jointly. But insofar as it seems like, at least among some of us, there's broad consensus on the direction, I would hate to set aside the possibility of a joint statement prematurely.
I'm just trying to be prepared to know, you know, if we don't get, since we only have a one-week turnaround time, I just want to make sure we've talked about what do we do if we don't have that.
I totally agree, Jen, and I guess what I'm trying to say in my long-winded end-of-the-day way here is that probably what would make sense would be to send a note to them saying we are working on a possible joint statement, expressing concerns about Rec 23 and buy ourselves a little bit more time to do this, to see whether evolving consensus is really possible here.
Thanks. And Chuck, I see your hands up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to agree also. I definitely think we ought to at least send a statement that some concerns have been expressed and we're working on those, if that's all we can send. At the same time, I'd like to see us really try to say more than that if we can get at least non-objection from the rest of the members of our group on some of the items, because I think it's more helpful sooner if we can do that. Thanks.
Thanks, Chuck. And absolutely, I mean, I think we're going to give it our best efforts to get this circulated. On that note, my question out, I know, Amar, you wanted to make some changes, you know, so that we don't have a lot of people making changes to the same documents. Are you hoping to take the next pass at this, Amar, or does anybody else want to volunteer?
Hi, this is Amar. If I can respond, Jen?
Sure.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I don't mind taking a pass at this. I can try to work on it tonight and have a draft circulated within a few hours, maybe. I'm hoping that will be enough time to kind of have everyone sort of take a look at this and maybe take a stab at making more edits if they want to. I either do this in a Word document, circulate it, or I could maybe just sort of cut and paste the text to a Google Doc where others can work on it collaboratively, whatever the group decides is the best approach. Thanks.
So I think either approach, Google Docs, certainly works and is easy for others to make changes, or circulating a Word document with changes being tracked. Is there any other opinions? Chuck?
Not an opinion so much as let's start with a clean version of Bill's last edited document so that the new changes are real obvious. That's just a suggestion. And then let's go, that'll make it easier. And I think, Amar, if you can put them right into that clean document, it's the clearest and simplest. But I also think we should have a timeline. You know, we really should, by first of the day tomorrow, get this out to the full working team. And let's not forget Marika's suggestion that I think is a good one. In addition to asking them to look at this document and see if they object to, and I think it should be worded that way, if there are any objections or suggested edits to any of the statement, to provide it not later than, I don't know, end of the day Thursday or something like that. That's probably reasonable considering our short turnaround. But also,
there's a council meeting on Thursday afternoon, I think, too, Chuck. Council meeting Thursday. So we might want to get it. I mean, if we can do it that quickly so that we could at least send it to council.
That's fine. You know, again, we're asking a lot because people are involved in lots of other things. But I'm not opposed to that. I was just trying to stretch it out a little bit further for people. But that's okay, Jen. I respect your call on that if you want to try and shoot for that. I don't know how early in the day the council meeting is. I haven't looked at that. Amar can probably tell us.
I think it's
but
late.
But last of all, let's end it with giving them the opportunity to tell us if they're no longer participating in the group, so we don't have to factor those people who have just dropped out and don't intend to participate. We don't have to factor their involvement in.
No, fair enough. And I will take it on my initiative following this call to send out a note to the working party distribution list, letting them know that this document is going to be coming and that we need their participation to object to it if they so desire to. And also just reinforce, as you've said, that they intend to continue to participate. I think it would be wise if we can at least get a draft of what's being worked on to council, you know, by Thursday morning. I think their meeting is in the afternoon Eastern time. So I think that would be ideal if we can. I understand that we're working on a very tight turnaround time. So, Chuck, is that a new hand?
It is. Just one more thing, Jen. I think it would be helpful if we ask them to object by item number. Obviously,
okay.
If they want to object to the whole thing, they can. But otherwise, it's too easy to say there's one thing they don't like and they dump the whole
Understood.
Thing.
Understood. Right. Of course. Of course. Okay. So I think we have our plan of action. Amr, thank you for volunteering to take the next pass at it. As that comes back around, obviously we can comment on the email thread and make any remaining changes. I will send the note to everyone as we just discussed, and we will target getting a copy of this to council prior to their council meeting so that it can be discussed. I know we are slated during council meeting to have an opportunity to report in on this. So obviously I can provide more detail as to the nature of our discussion and where we are. And if there is some objection by council or if there is objection from any of the groups by email thread, I will just reconfirm that we'll provide a notification to the OEC before their meeting on Monday that there is concern about Recommendation 23 and a more detailed response will be coming. If any of your groups want to have your own separate response, you know, certainly you know, understand if you need to be working on that, and we'll do everything we can to get a formal response from the working party. Just one other note on our next steps. We are working on getting another call set for next week to discuss the other 35 recommendations, which we haven't touched on, with the goal being there that we would look at the ones in particular where there was widespread consensus in the public comments, those types of recommendations that we might be able to prioritize to get moving into an implementation, and then looking at any others where there might be disagreement or controversy over those so that we can separate those out and start to make recommendations on implementation for the OEC, because I know they are looking for us to make those types of recommendations. So if you have not responded to the doodle poll that was sent out by Sharla, please do so that we can get that next meeting set. Are there any other comments? We've got about 10 minutes left on our scheduled time. Any other comments from anyone? I see a few people typing in the chat. I want to give everybody the opportunity to speak. Anything from staff?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, if there's no other comments or business for this call, we'll go ahead and conclude this call and pick it up on the email thread and look towards our call next week to discuss the other recommendations. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Appreciate your time. Appreciate you making this work on a
thanks,
short
Jen.
Time frame, a turnaround time. Okay, thanks. That concludes the call.